Utse Petenik, which I understand means welcome in Kachikel Mayan. I don't know, but that's what I've been told. My name is Mary Jo Zeter. For those of you that I don't know, I am the Latin American Studies Librarian here at Michigan State. I am delighted to welcome you to the MSU Libraries and to this summer colloquia series event presentation on the fine book Arts as Practiced at Libros San Cristóbal La Antigua. And it is my great pleasure to welcome today's presenters, the co-owner of Libros San Cristóbal, Christopher Beisel, and two longtime members of the press team, Felipe and Sergio Bucumiche. Felipe, you want to raise your alza la mano para que Felipe and Sergio. Okay. I would like to start this afternoon by thanking Dr. Robert and Mrs. Patricia Mulador. You want to wave there? Who sponsored the travel of our presenters from Guatemala and therefore making this special event possible, and for their donation of Yu Cayibal Atsiak, Imágenes en los Tejidos Guatemaltecos, or Images in Guatemalan Weavings, which is the beautiful green volume that you see there on the table and which you will learn more about shortly. This will become part of the library's book arts collection in special collections. I also want to thank the library staff members, Bertie Beckwith, Seth Martin, Teresa Moore, Holly Flynn, Ruth Ann Jones, Eric Alstrom, Susie Garmo, and the facilities team, and John Shaw and Rick Pfeiffer for their good ideas and assistance in preparing for this afternoon. I feel very, very fortunate to have such helpful, talented, and especially flexible colleagues and coworkers. And last but not least, I know he's not here right now, I'd like to thank the Director of Libraries, Cliff Haka, Associate Director and Head of Special Collections, Peter Berg, and my boss, Associate Director for Collections, Steve Sowers, for lending their wholehearted support to this event. The founders of Libros San Cristóbal are Christopher Beisel, who is here with us today, and George Grove Olent, who is keeping things together back in Antigua. Mr. Beisel is a native of Michigan and was educated here in Michigan. He was a designer of advertising for the Neiman Marcus Department Store Company in Dallas, Texas, and designer of exhibitions and publications for the following institutions of the Museum of New Mexico in Santa Fe: the Fine Arts Museum, History Museum, the Museum of International Folk Art, the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, and the Laboratory of Anthropology. He also worked as a designer for the Museo de Artes Populares, which is the Museum of Folk Art in Mexico City. Grove Olent, the other co-founder of the press, is a native of Arkansas. He is a painter educated in art, architecture, and art history at the University of Arkansas, the Florence Academy of Art, and the Pennsylvania Art Academy. The press was established in 1990 in the colonial city of La Antigua, Guatemala, with funds provided by the Krebs Foundation of Marblehead, Massachusetts, and the Museums of New Mexico's History Museum. It's a little confusing. That seems to be some sort of an umbrella organization in Santa Fe for all these different types of museums. In 1994, the press was relocated to the village of Santiago Zamora in the municipality of San Antonio Aguas Calientes. Santiago Zamora is a small cachiquel village located 12 kilometers west of La Antigua. Libros San Cristóbal publishes limited edition, handcrafted, fine books on Mesoamerican topics, which bring together artistry, scholarship, and sometimes poetry. Their editions are held in some of the finest university libraries in the United States and Europe, as well as in the Vatican Library, the Getty Research Institute, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the Chicago Art Institute, to name a few. The press has been featured in several serial publications, including the autumn 2010 issue of the Journal of the Fine Press Association, parenthesis, in a lead article entitled Beauty at the End of a Dirt Road. Now, without further delay, please join me in welcoming Christopher Beisel, who will tell us more about the press, tell us about living as an American in Guatemala for more than 20 years, and introduce us further in more detail to Sergio and Felipe, the two craftsmen who have accompanied him on this trip to his own tierra natal, or native land.
Thank you. Thank you. My associate and partner established the press, as Mary just said. We did it with the intention of bringing book arts to a group of people who have incredible eye-hand talent for the crafts. La Antigua Guatemala is a colonial city of the Americas, and it's one of the first places of the printed page in the Americas. It had lost much of its book arts, much of its publishing during its more than 30 years of internal conflict. When we went to Antigua, there was no book arts. There was very little publishing. Most anthropologists had been eliminated. It was a very conflictive place, a very quiet place. And Antigua was very abandoned. It was designated by UNESCO as a colonial city, patrimony of the Americas. As Mary Jo said, we had funding and we began the project. In 1994, we moved out to the country because I wanted to live in the country. And we live in a compound that's about 3 or 4 acres. And I'm going to show you some images and just explain stuff. And I had wonderful people who were always backing me, such as, some of the oligarchy in Guatemala have been very instrumental in supporting the press, as well as Edwin Shook. Edwin Shook did the first excavations of Tikal. He was the first one to establish a national park in Guatemala. He did it for University of Pennsylvania. He also was initiated the research and investigation of the South Coast. He was a brilliant man, not published much. He did a Secrets in Stone for the American Philosophic Collection. He was a bibliophile who amassed 4 incredible libraries. The first one went to the University of Salvador, which was ransacked during their conflict. One went to De La Madrid, bought from Mexico. One went to the University of Texas at Arlington, and he donated the 4th to University of Del Valle. We continue in honor of his wife. We continue to restore books for that library as an honor to Ed. Ed was a dear man. Ed and I had 40 years of difference. He was an incredible bibliophile, and we shared much of the same interests. When I moved to the Aldea Santiago, it was toward the end of the conflict. We would have both sides camping above us. There was a cemetery. We would have the military and the insurgents, or the people fighting, the oligarchy. But they never touched us. My intention was to capacitate and give as much back to the community. Me living outside of my culture made it very difficult. And so I kept very isolated, and I concentrated on producing the work. I tried to do with Grove, I love books, and I tried to do something classical and to always maintain the classical book. Because of Grove's painting background, his architecture background, and my book's design, graphic design, it brought a unique unique union of talents, and we imparted this to these young men. And they've done incredible. They've done better than we ever anticipated. And they have been marginalized by a system that has brutalized them. They have been discriminated against. And basically, their education is what we would maybe consider a third grade level here. But they are brilliant. Felipe is a master printer. He can print English, Spanish, and Cachiquel. And there's very little errors in it. It is just, I mean, it's incredible. Sergio can, he can do anything a master binder can. And we have a very humble establishment. I have always given back to the people and to the community. I have not taken it for my own glorification and gratification. I've tried to give and impart something to these people. And it has created a space and a place of dignity for these people. And it's a quite a beautiful place where we live. I remember the first time I saw the valley, I was on a on my bicycle. I'm a nut for bicycling, and I still am. And I drove down in this incredible valley, which we're surrounded by three volcanoes called Fire, Acatenango, and Agua. And when I looked at this valley, it was all coffee plantations, and there was hardly any population, the small two, three communities. And I rode down, and they had the Fiesta of San Antonio was happening, and they had the dance of the gigantes, the giants, where they, and these men dress in these, and they walk on stilts, and they dance. And I remember how beautiful this was, and I never imagined that I would buy, in the farthest corner of the pocket, part of a finca, a plantation, a coffee plantation, that had been abandoned and stripped. And I grew up in the suburb of Saginaw, Michigan, and I never had a tree. And it always bugged me. And then I ended up buying a piece of land that someone had cut to burn the wood for firewood, and it was stripped. But in the years that I've lived there, we have now a grove of more than 60 orange trees. I have more than 2 acres of coffee, which we produce our own coffee. I grow my own herbs. I'm an avid cook, baker. I do my own cooking. We have 7 people we support, but not only that, Grove is an architect and he has now been doing several hotels. I'm working with a museum installation in Cuautitlán Pueblo, pre-Columbian art, and one of the iglesias. It's Cuautitlán, with a woman named Cecilia Mondragon, and I'm starting a museum at Lake Atitlan about the lake, because we're trying to rescue Lake Atitlan before it's destroyed and poisoned. And so we've become an integral part in the community. I've never pushed my way into the community because it is a very small country and very, very tight. They know everything that goes on. And they do not like, you know, there's a strict order. But I have maintained that. And basically what I do is work in the press, work with these incredible people who have taught me more than I could have ever learned and that ever imagined learning. They have such an incredible knowledge. And so through the years, we've done these publications. And I'm just going to go through some of the pictures and explain. Felipe is beating the amate, and they're not in order. I tried to put them in order, and me on a computer, I would rather sit here and do handmade books, and they all mixed up. I had them all in order from so you could see their life, where we live, the studios. And then I took the disc and looked at it, and it was all mixed up. I don't know how I did it. But he's beating the paper, and what it is it's a ficus tree. And there are more than 150 varieties of ficus. And there are different colors. You can see here the way we've woven them. But you peel the inner bark, and then you beat it. You cook it and you beat it. But you cook it in agua ixtamal. And agua ixtamal is the water which they use cal to soak the corn, to prepare the corn to make the tortilla. And when the Spanish came here, they couldn't understand. The Spanish had bread, but it was never nutritional. Because of the chemical reaction of the corn, the soaking of the corn, their tortillas gave them more nutrition than the bread. And everything here has that smell. It either has a smell of smoke or, and they still do. I pressed a shirt for them last night, and it smelled like smoke. So, but I'm going to just go through these images. The stone in this is pre-Columbian. It was a gift from Ed, and it's from Tikal. So I have reintroduced this art to these people. They have their language, the women have their dress, and they have much of their craft. And the language is now being taught in their schools. And this is an edition that we did, and it's here. And it was the chronicle, a man who died recently, and he chronicled, he wrote short prosa of Antigua, and they're very sweet. The engravings are woodblock engravings, and when I went down, I wanted to do some printing. I have a fine press and a Vandercook, and I gave this Guatemalan, and the culture is kind of divided. There are Ladinos and there are Indians. 60% of the population basically is indigenous, and the rest are Ladinos. But the Ladinos had controlled it until recent. I mean, now it's become more integrated, and there's been an attempt for them to save their heritage, the language, and give them more dignity, education, and opportunity. Here they are working in the press. And he's doing stamping, Sergio's stamping on an edition we bound, a special edition on Andas, which are slingshots, which was produced by Ruta Maya. And we did a special group of 25 bindings, very fine for them. This is the stone that was to beat the amate. And it was a gift from Ed. Here, Sergio is teaching a little girl from Milan. And what was so fascinating, they came to have a birthday party for their mother. And Antigua is a very, very chic, upscale community now. There are colonial houses, and they go for $5-10 million. And so her mother was having her birthday party there, and they needed some place for the two little girls to do art. And so I offered them this opportunity. When they finished, I found out that their grandmother was instrumental in one of the great libraries of Paris, France. That they do one edition handmade every year, a group, and it's called 101, and they're women that support and produce, and they have this incredible house and library there. And I never knew this. And they taught them, they each made a journal. And this was, Felipe had one of the little girls, and Sergio had the other. This is Felipe's wife. Felipe has two children. He has one, Jefferson Buku, is his 10-year-old child, and now his wife is expecting her second. And that's Elda Naomi, and she's dressed in the indigenous traje, as they say, with the huipil. That's the prosa de Antigua. This is Carlos Buku Miche. This is another brother. This is a young man. He never touched a paintbrush. And Grove taught him how to illuminate. And illumination is a very difficult thing because you have to beat egg whites. And then you let the egg whites drip through a sieve. And then you take the egg white, mix it with gouache, watercolor, and water. And you make this formula. And you illuminate, and it sits on top of the page. It does not absorb. And Carlos never, ever touched a pencil. And now he basically paints the libros. This is Sergio and his family. Daniela and Pablo. And his wife, Marcelina. And this is her work. She did this for my sister. And they got the Michigan Bears on it. You like that? And it's all backstrap loom, and there'll be an image. Here we're cooking the amate. Here's the group in the press. There's Sergio, Felipe, Carlos, and another young man, Raquel, who's married to a cousin. Everybody's interrelated in this little village. You don't get away from each other. They're all on top of each other. They know everything. And I want to tell you, this is the first time that two people have received a visa for anything other than farm work to come up here from our village. They get visas for farm work, but they never to do something like this. This is an incredible opportunity for she's teaching me how to make tamales in the kitchen at home for Christmas. And he's working with the amate, putting it into a case. And here she is weaving this bag. This is Marcelino weaving the bag, and it's called Posición de Tierra, the position of the earth, and that's how they weave. And they always weave on the amate, and the amate is a weed that grows in the laguna. And it was sacred, it was considered sacred to the Maya. And it is still produced. They do the mats, all kinds of sizes of mats to the size of the weed. They can only to the reed, and they collect the reed. And he knows much more. No more? Oh, this is the mate. I mean, this is how it comes. This is the gentleman who does the wood blocks. And he did the wood blocks, these here. And then Raquel prints them. This is the church, and we've just finished a park in the church. And they've just painted it yellow. Felipe is a mayordomo in the church. This is the press. This is where basically we work. This is one of the workers' mothers weaving. This is the petate grown in the valley. And that's the petate. This is more of the where we work. Michigan State Police books. we did these for a gift for a woman at the Academy of the State Police, and for a young man who is graduated from the Academy recently. This is a guest book for Hotel Atitlan. Here's Sir Felipe. This is Ciudad Vieja. This is one of the churches. They say it's the first, but it really was not the first. But this is our library. This is Day of the Dead, or Todos Santos. They don't celebrate Day of the Dead in Guatemala. They celebrate Todos Santos, All Saints. They do not, and this is at the coast. It's much different at the coast than it is in the highlands. We're in the highlands, but I also have a place on the coast. So it's just fascinating, the cemetery. This is the other partner that did the press. We grow a lot of poinsettias that come up here. And this is a view from, this is the house, the garden. These are the plates that were done for this edition of the churches. We do restoration. This is a book Felipe's working on for De Valle, University of De Valle. And this is the church before it was painted. And he's printing one of the wood blocks of Guillermo for an edition. And this is a plate from this edition of the village churches of Santiago. This is San Antonio, and they sell the clay pots. They're used for cooking. The orange grove, this is basically the house of the same compound where we are. All the kids like me. I was at a wedding of one of the workers, and they all wanted to go in the truck. That's not my truck. But they were waiting to go with me, and they were kind of giving me a hard time. Here's the press in the city. And there we are. Now, I'm going to let Felipe and Sergio go ahead.
Uspetenik cheri wanohel jehova we matios cheri directiva cheri Universidad Michigan State matios cheri Dr. Roberto y Patricia Mulador y tu familia matios chi wanohel res jehova we matios roma dijo un momento especial guachalal Felipe iren jehova we Matios Chiqueri Utsulahta con Achia, Josh Cabisa, Guatemala, y Kame Hokowawe, Chenka, Che Resh Nikit, Nistetri programa, Nchikemo, Natsukun libro, Che Kata, Che Cheka, Naka Maquinarias.
He's basically thanking you. He's welcoming you, he's thanking you, and he's now telling you. He's going to show you some of what he does. The work he does represents, both of them, or all of us, represents thousands and thousands of hours, and we're only going to show you some few passes because of the thousands of hours it takes or what one of these works represents.
Y en español, quiero agradecer en primer lugar a Dios, a cada uno de ustedes, a la directiva de la Universidad de Michigan State y agradecer profundamente al doctor Roberto y a Patricia Mulador y a su familia. Gracias también a Christopher por la oportunidad de darnos ese trabajo. Tenemos muchos años de trabajar con él. Gracias a cada uno de ustedes por acompañarnos en esta tarde tan maravillosa para nosotros, ya que es una primera experiencia de estar aquí en este país. Y pues nosotros venimos, ¿verdad?, para compartir con ustedes y para que ustedes vean el proceso de este proyecto que traemos, ¿verdad? Y espero en Dios que les guste, ¿verdad? Y para que nosotros nos animemos y seguir adelante con este proyecto de los libros. Entonces, muy agradecido por su presencia y Dios les bendiga a ustedes y puedan observar nuestro trabajo. Gracias.
He thanked you. He thanked you for coming again. And he thanks God, and he thanks me, and he thanks the directors. And he wants to show you his work, and he's going to show you some of the work and some of the passes. But like I said, the work that he's going to show you, it represents thousands of hours of all of our talents. We are unique in the Americas for what we do. Because no press, you can go to presses and hand presses. One will print, one will bind, one will illuminate. And there are people who illuminate, but no one brings all of it together. So we are very unique, and it is because of Grover and my talent and their talent. And we bring in the indigenous handicrafts and talents. So go ahead. Vaya.
Iniciamos el proyecto.
Okay. He's going to start. He's going to... go ahead, Felipe. He's going to weave. And they petate weave. Show him the petate. Muestra el petate. Aquí es el petate. And they do... for their fires. Everything smells like fire. They love cooking. The coffee is growing under Graviolea trees, and they cut the Graviolea trees, and it's bird friendly. They're not taking the trees away, and they cut the upper branches, and they use that to cook on. And they love their meals, and they love their tortilla, all of it on cook. So it's always wood fires, and everything smells like wood or corn. I mean, whenever I send anything to my sister here, she just, everything smells like wood or corn. And these are the, you know, which is what I need right now. And then these are the mats. And all they've done is taken the and he's going to weave. He weaves the amate. This is a sheet that has been taken off direct from the board. So this is how it comes. And it's been beaten on this side, which is, has a texture to it. This paper was used for the codex of the Maya. And this is what they did their books on. And unfortunately, Bishop Landau destroyed a great deal of them. But they would paint it with kaol, and then their scribes would then paint their books and then fold them. This is the edition that he's working on, this one. And this is the weaving is the backstrap loom. And Princeton has been very, very supportive of the press. And Princeton brought Charles Reiskamp to the press, and he was director of the Frick Collection and the J.P. Morgan Library. And he ordered a binding because for the J.P. Morgan Library. And he wanted a binding because it's one of the most comprehensive collections in the world of bindings. And I did the first book with marcador. And this type of weaving, it's the same on both sides. You know, oh, he's got it lined. Yeah. See, it's the same. It's reversible. But he didn't want that. He wanted an older weaving. So then I wove him an older style weaving. So now they have two. Recently, they acquired the village churches, the J.P. Morgan. And this is a comprehensive catalog of the textile designs written by Italo Morales. And all of it is illuminated by hand, printed by hand. The illustrations it's the work of Dr. Italo Morales Hidalgo, and then we redid the illustrations. So when you look at the illustrations in this book, it is like the weaving. You can understand how the weaving works. His original book was silhouette. They were only black and white. So Grove redid them so you understood what was going on with the weaving. And this is the book for the collection of the library. And then the paper, the slip case is of the amate paper with calfskin. And it's all lined. Everything, all the headbands are made of silk. It's all hand stamped. When they brought me up the stove for the stamping machine, we use a hot plate. They have a real stove here. We're real primitive. He's doing the linen cords to sew, and it's all traditional book binding. And it's all linen, the cords that he's now preparing on the sewing frame.
One that just doesn't want to stay.
It's not his. This is the university's. It's not his. I didn't bring the equipment up.
Es un poco complicado con esto. Está un poco abierto acá.
Yeah, see, I told you, it's different. It's different.
So
he's not accustomed.
Esto puede presionar bien.
He's not accustomed to this equipment.
Pero este es el inicio. Este es el primer paso. Poner estas bandas primero. Entonces, después empezar a coser uno. Después va el otro y así sucesivamente, hasta cuando uno llega en este proceso de coser todo esto, ¿verdad? Cuando esto ya está listo, se le echa pegamento y se coloca acá. Luego, cuando tenemos esta parte, echamos el pegamento con una brocha, todo acá, y utilizamos esto que le llamamos nosotros super, para que las hojas no se abren, ¿verdad? Entonces colocamos esto piezas por piezas, tal vez 10, 15 minutos cuando esto ya está bien seco. Entonces cosemos lo que le llamamos nosotros cabecera del libro, que es esta parte que se ve como azul.
It's the headband.
Es azul, diferentes colorcitos. Entonces nosotros elegimos, en ese caso elegimos nosotros verdes por este libro, por
Michigan, the colors of Michigan State.
¿Verdad? Entonces cosemos esto, dependiendo si uno, al menos nosotros lo cosemos los tres colores, ¿verdad? Porque por lo regular son dos colores que se usan en las cabeceras, pero nosotros podemos usar tres o cuatro colores casi similares para que tenga un tono bonito, ¿verdad? Y entonces conectamos las puntas de los hilos en cada aguja, ¿verdad? Y empezamos a coser a aproximadamente una hora. Está ya preparado las dos cabeceras. Colocamos otro papel que le llamamos un papel vacío, que es este blanco que se ve acá. Entonces el libro cuando se abre, no hay problema porque está vacío. Una
He's
parte
talking
está
about
pegada,
the headband.
Una parte está
It takes him about an hour to sew. It's all done with silk threads. And it takes and he glues the super on, and then he begins to sew with two or three needles, depending on the color he wants, and how intricate the headband is. And it's all done with silk, and usually you can buy this all machine made now and just glue it on.
Bien, entonces cuando esto ya está preparado, le colocamos lo que es el cartón para la pasta. ¿Verdad? Aquí metemos el hilo por acá y sale por acá. Para que esto esté,
he cuts the holes and then he puts the thread.
Es bien flexible para abrir. ¿Verdad? Entonces
but he shaves the board also before he puts it all together.
Está libre esto, ¿verdad? Entonces aquí ya tiene lo que es el cartón. Luego cuando ya está preparado como esto, entonces ponemos algo redondo aquí para que el libro queda.
He beats it. He beats it with a hammer. I mean, it's a wooden hammer or a
y luego pues viene el proceso que es ya empezar a forrarlo, ¿verdad? Entonces,
and now he's putting on the spine.
Lo que es acá.
And he prepares the leather.
Para que esto podamos doblarlo por aquí abajo, ¿verdad? Después de este paso, entonces pegamos lo que es el tejido. Y ahí es
he glues the weaving then después after that.
Si la figura es bonito y grande, entonces uno quiere tener todo, ¿verdad? Entonces nosotros lo dejamos aquí lo más mínimo o lo pequeño, lo que es la parte negra para que tenga más tejido o textil, ¿verdad? Pero por lo regular el lomo siempre es un poquito más grande, ¿verdad? Pero aprovechando la figura del tejido, entonces le dejamos una parte pequeña acá. ¿Verdad? Que es cuando el libro ya queda como lo tenemos acá. ¿Puede enseñar, Christopher?
Okay.
Puede. El libro ya queda en esta.
He wants to show you the book.
El libro ya está, cuando ya tiene todo esto, ya está terminado, ¿verdad? Entonces el proceso que hacemos es continuar con lo que es el estuche o la caja.
Or the slipcase. He's telling her, when he finishes the book, he does the slipcase.
Sacamos la medida para que, quiero la caja. Para que esto quede un poco ajustado, porque si es muy flojo, se cae. Entonces, esto
he keeps
así,
it a little tight because it'll slip out.
Un poquito apretado para que no se caiga el libro. ¿Verdad? Entonces, y después llenamos lo que es adentro.
It's all lined in a canapetta. It's an Italian book cloth. He did not tell you he does the guardas or the end papers, and this is what Felipe's working on. Then after they weave the end papers, particularly in this edition, not all of the books have the same process, they glue the end papers in and then he puts the boards on. The boards are all shaved, so there's a roundness to them, to the way they are. Everything is archival, so it can go into the collections.
En este libro usamos el papel diamante para las guardas y también lo usamos para la caja, ¿verdad? Entonces, este proceso por lo regular lo trabaja
he's used the amate paper in that book.
Otro compañero del taller, ¿verdad? Entonces, siempre combinamos el color de la caja con el libro para que quede uniforme. Porque en el papel de amate es el color cambia muchas veces por el árbol. Hay árbol que está muy muy sazón o de muchos años. Entonces es un poco más oscuro.
If a tree is very old, it has a darker color. If it's a younger tree, it has a lighter color. There are different colors of amate. Like this is one of the lighter colors. This is a darker color. And sometimes you don't know what you're getting, even if you peel, because it all looks clear. But when you cook it with the agua extremal, and that's the caul, that the corn has been soaked in. They have to wait and they go to the village and they get the water that the corn has been soaked in. And they mix the water and the caul to mix the corn to make the tortillas.
Bien, entonces, todo es natural, ¿verdad? Entonces, no hay tinte, no hay nada. Es un color natural del papel, ¿verdad? Entonces, cuando ya está terminado todo, entonces
here,
estampamos lo que es las letras o las bandas.
Feel it, and touch it.
Para darle el toque final al libro, ¿verdad? Entonces, el libro ya queda terminado, ¿verdad? Con su estampa y todo es a base de presión con la mano. No maquinarias para, no, sino que es todo es con presión, ¿verdad? Entonces, ese es el proceso de este libro, ¿verdad? Y la verdad es que quisiéramos compartir.
He's saying verdad a lot. That means the truth. The truth is, they do it in the language a lot. Verdad, as they talk. It's like people here say, you know, hey, ah, verdad.
Y entonces el libro ha finalizado y el libro queda así terminadito, ¿verdad? Y el petate, platicábamos con Christopher, el original petate es lo que tienen ahí, ¿verdad? Allá en nuestro pueblo, nuestras familias, amigos, vecinos del pueblo, es una fuente de
all of the neighbors make these, and they sell them.
La mayoría trabaja en elaborar petate, llevar al mercado. Es su fuente de sobrevivir.
The university has a display as you leave of the work they bought, of the invitation. There's a photograph of his aunt with it on her head going to market. And
también esto elaboran allá para el fuego.
They do use these to do the fires.
Yeah.
And it's really.
Entonces, de ahí surge la idea de hacer el diseño en el papel de amate. Entonces, es lo poco que podemos compartir con ustedes. Ojalá que les haya gustado. Quise coser aquí para mostrarles, pero la verdad es que el equipo es un poco diferente a lo que nosotros utilizamos allá en la imprenta, ¿verdad? Pero ese es
He's apologizing to you because he said he could do it, but it's not his equipment. And it's not working like his equipment. And he's very accustomed to his way of working in his studio. I would like him to show you. Voy a mostrar la folio de Iglesias. Por favor. He's going to show you a recent project that only has about 35 in the edition. And it was stopped for various reasons. But we won't go there. But I want you to see the work because it is a very, very incredible piece of work. All of this work was done in the press, everything. And the case is, the cases are all made, everything's made in the press. It is all a case of canapeta, linen, cotton, Italian book cloth. These are the chapbooks of this. This edition, and the petate, the form of weaving.
O la forma del petate, pero en papel blanco.
And then he has hand stamped it, and he hand stamps it. He does not use a machine. Many of the binders use machines now, that they just stamp it down. He hand stamp it. So sometimes his type holder is only this big, so he has to go. When he stamps the cover, he has to go back. And it's all gold leaf. He lays a glare down, and then he puts the gold down, heats the instrument, heats the letters, and then stamps it. And there's a rocking motion back and forth to and from. And it takes years before you learn that. He is a master.
Bien, el libro pues solo tiene informaciones en inglés. Y tenemos también el libro donde trae las informaciones que es en español.
All the editions are Spanish and English. We have done them in Spanish, English, and Cachiquel. We have printed promotional material in Cachiquel for one of the libraries. These are 22 churches. And these are the churches as they existed in 2009. These are silver gelatin prints that are tipped in. And these are the aldeas. This is not Antigua. The aldeas were the first churches before the great city, the great colonial city of Guatemala was established. These are the first churches. This is the first time anything has been published of the churches, published. And Felipe printed these with, Felipe and I, but Felipe is basically there, all the time.
This is la fachada de la iglesia de Jocotenango, Nuestra Señora.
This is Jocotenango.
Está pintado
a mano. It's iluminado by Carlos, his brother. But this plate goes through the press 7 times to get the image. They're small. We have to meet up different pieces of the plates plus the title page. Then it goes through approximately 9 hands of illumination. They do the base painting, and they go up and up and up and up until they get that.
Ciudad Vieja.
This is the old city, they call it. And all of these are the aldeas. This is surrounding Antigua. And Antigua has great, great, great churches. And all of this was abandoned. And in the 50s, a few Americans started buying homes.
También tenemos San Agustín Zumpango.
And as you see, some of them are very small, and some of them are very big. Some of them were caserías, which were parts of the municipality. So it's another little pocket. And this is San Antonio. This is the municipal that we're in. And this is their church, San Antonio, Aguascalientes. And this is San Bartolome. And this church has been basically reconstructed. And I'll tell you who did the funding, the person who owns McDonald's in Latin America.
La fachada de San Cristóbal el Bajo.
Do you have any questions?
Have one.
Yes.
It's a question for him. In discussing the other book that he...
San Dionisio Pastores.
Okay. They have questions. They're going to ask you questions. They put it... Yeah. Okay. She wants to ask you a question. ella quiere preguntar algo. Okay.
The large book by hand.
Yes.
In discussing the smaller book and the binding and the letters on the binding, including the strips, I want to know how he does that, because I missed it when you said it. That's exactly what I'm talking
he does
about.
He puts it in a finishing press like this. Okay? This one.
Yes, I understood.
Okay. And then he has different size types, and the types are brass. They have to be brass. Because when you heat them, if you use lead or anything else, and he's very meticulous, and he'll put the banding down, and you can always tell. I mean, they fake it. They fake this banding to make it look like a real book. An old timey book, but old Coleman books. That's where these ridges come in the spine. But because of his talent, he can do real small, meticulous work. Is that what you're asking?
That's the binding. Now, the letters themselves?
The letters themselves are brass. And he has it on a... like this. This is what he uses. Excuse me.
Es para estampar.
Sí.
En la imprenta tenemos solamente tres tamaños de letras. Y nosotros utilizamos conforme el tamaño, ¿verdad? Lo más grande que tenemos hemos utilizado para estampar en esta caja porque el estuche es más grande, ¿verdad? Y entonces así nosotros combinamos los tres tamaños donde utilizamos.
We only have three. We're a poor press. We're real poor. I mean, the great binderies, like if you go to Italy, they have incredible options. I mean, we're real humble. I mean, we work with what we have.
Could you enlighten us a little bit about the education of Guatemala? You print in three languages, including the native language.
Yeah.
Are any of your books or anything used to teach the natives their own language? For reading and writing,
most of all our work goes out of the country, all of it. What I have done is given these young men the opportunity. I have gone into a village that was very marginalized. Its survival during the 30 more years of internal conflict was its isolation, and there is a way that they do not talk; they show no emotion. But they do have a great deal of emotion. One of our workers just lost one of his babies, and it was because he is discriminated against. He had to go to the public library, and I'm sure, or the public hospital, and I'm sure that had he been in a hospital that would have cared, and had he not been an Indian, the baby could have been saved. But when, and I supported him all through this, but there is a point that you cannot cross that line. And they don't like it, and you don't like it. I mean, there is a real definite line. I protect these people. I have given them incredible opportunity. All of the people who work in the press have their own homes. He has just bought a car. He's still trying to get his license. And they've changed the rules in Guatemala. Guatemala has changed immensely with our new president, Otto Perez. He was a general, and he has been elected. It is the first time I have been there that it says the presidency, the first time, it would usually always say the administration of the president, or the government of the president. Like you would say the gobierno de Álvaro Arzú, gobierno de Álvaro Colón. These are past presidents. This now says the government of Guatemala for the first time. They have now been prosecuting one of the generals who took the country in a coup and who has now been convicted. The conviction's been overturned and appealed, and now he's going back to court again for genocide. And there was horrible genocide. They survived a lot of it, but their educational system is marginalized. But now computers have come in. It's because of social networking. These young men now go to cafes that have computers. Felipe just bought a computer he has one. My family has just bought them iPods. They're gonna now download their music. So, but the cell phone has, but they are still discriminated against.
Can I follow up on that question?
Yes.
Based on what you've said, are you suggesting that they're now in country, are public schools wherein they teach both English, Spanish, and then
En su escuela ahorita, ellos están enseñando español y cachiquel. No inglés, ¿no?
No.
No inglés. Not English.
Están empezando, okay. Empezando porque es muy importante ahora. Mm-hmm. Es muy importante. El cachiquel existe en 22, 23 diferentes idiomas de los mayas allá en Guatemala, pero casi la mayoría está perdiendo. Entonces, en el área de Zacatepeque, San Antonio, Aguascalientes, se está promoviendo el cachiquel a los niños. Por ejemplo, mi niña tiene 10 años, está
su hija tiene 10 years, and she's
y
now learning.
La están enseñando el nombre, empezando con los pequeños animales, su nombre y todo eso. Pero sí se ve que están promoviendo el cachiquel para volver a crecer en esto, porque es por lo mismo. Nosotros... Yo, por ejemplo, no puedo mucho el cachiquel, pero es por lo mismo. Antes no enseñaban mucho en la escuela. Mis papás hablaban y siguen hablando, pero la escritura cuesta, ¿verdad? Entonces, hablar a veces sí puede uno, pero escribir no tanto por los acentos, que es, hay palabras que son muy cortas, corta mucho la pronunciación. Entonces, sí es un idioma muy difícil, ¿verdad?
It's all guttural. It's very guttural.
Your question and my question was following up, is that the schools are teaching, but they're not teaching English.
Some do teach English.
Yeah, but they're teaching Spanish. But they have held on to the language in their family situation. But he also said that there are various different dialects.
What are there? 33 different dialects.
Yeah, and so as a
there's
consequence,
mom, cachiquel,
it's very
quiche,
difficult even to
suquin.
Teach. His father taught suquin. Him to speak, suquin. But he didn't suquin. Teach him to write,
suquin.
So he could speak. And it's difficult to write because, indeed, it is a language unlike ours based on alphabets per se, but on sounds, and that his daughter is learning both the Spanish and their dialect and the gym. But they're still working on it. He says it's coming and the English has got to come because that's the functional language across.
And when we print cachiquel, we have to go back and put every accent and the dots and the accents by hand in all of the text because I can't get any type cast like that. So the book that Mary Jo bought represents incredible amount of just going back in and putting umlauts and that, so we can. And it's the book that Mary Jo bought is are poems of a woman whose family was basically eradicated. Her brothers were hung in the and burned in the cornfields. Their parents' house was razed. The whales were poisoned. She was taken and tortured and then taken out of there and gone to San Francisco. And she wrote these poems. And when I met her, she's a shaman. And she did a blessing on the house when I first bought this piece of property. And it's been years. I've been there 20 years, basically, building this with my associate. And you can still see the scars of the cigarettes that they put in on her skin. And these are her poems. And I printed them as she, some of them are in English, some of them are in English, Spanish, and Cachiquel, some of them are in Cachiquel, some of them are, you know, so, and they talk about this. And like I said, there are great changes, but there still needs to be much more. And, you know, I live very differently than most expatriates. I live a very isolated life. I live a very private life, and I dedicate my life and my work to these people and these young men. You can notice the difference from the people who work with the press and the other kids in the village. You will notice. They have a completely different set of values, but they have not lost their appropriate culture, their own culture. And I give them that respect, but and I've participated. I've brought food when they were hungry. Guatemala is fourth in the world for hunger. They are taking lands out to do biofuels. They are taking lands that were done for subsistent farming out to produce sugarcane to do biofuels. In the biofuels, they use enormous amount of chemicals because it's not used for sugar production or in the sugar cane production for the biofuels. And there is a great deal, the huge companies are coming, and these people do fight for their rights, and that's what social networking is. And there are incredible works. But what we are as well, we did not go in there as a free hand. These people get paid, and they get paid better than most people, so they can live a better life. And it is not a handout. I am a Sociedad Anónima. I am not an NGO. I have to make it pay and work. And it has been 20 years of very, very hard work. And it's taken my toll. I mean, I was 33 years old when I started. I didn't have a gray hair, not a wrinkle on me. I had a very altruistic, imperialistic attitude when I went down there. I don't anymore. It's made me a very humble. Guillermo, the man who did the M papers, show them the M papers printed by Raquel and that. He does the wood blocks. And one of my founders is one of the great German. They own the banks, they own the sugar cane.
El original está hecho en madera.
It's all made in, he's carved this in wood.
Se encarga de imprimir esto.
And then we print it by hand. And it's just, it's not a machine that prints it. They rub it on the back. And that's all, you know, it's a wood block that has been carved and then printed. And any other questions?
Have a university that's been developed, and I'm wondering if you know if they've been in. I know that they've gotten interested in publishing, and certainly the National Institute of Anthropology and History in Guatemala publishes. Whether or not there's a way to make linkage for both training and publishing.
I now have joined with a woman named Nancy McGurr from Michigan, and she was an alumni of Michigan, University of Michigan, and she worked for Reuters as a photographer in Nicaragua, photographing the conflict in Nicaragua. She came to Guatemala and bought cameras and went into one of the great major dumps where people lived and gave the cameras to the children. And taught them how to use the cameras, how to develop. With their photographs, She went around, showed the photographs, sold the photographs. These kids were educated, and it was out of the dump, they called it. Many other people emulated her. Now she's working there's been incredible urban sprawl, but horrible, around Guatemala City, where gangs have come up, and it's brutal. I was just in the Torre de Tribunals to take care of some stuff, and you know, it was like horrible, because you're there with people, gang members, that are violent, that, you know, they will take you apart. And this woman now is going into these communities. She's gone out of the dump. There are too many in there doing it. And she's working with children doing the same thing. We are now going to take eight children, which are from Lake Atitlan, and they are going to come and learn binding with us. Plus, we are also doing a special binding of all of her photographic history, which when I go back, we will start, of all of the photographs that from the beginning to the end, which she will make the selection. And we will do a special edition of that. When I started, there weren't people publishing books. And I remember sitting in the airport once and asking, listening. It was an American flight and kept being delayed. And someone said to me, "Do you know that they are selling that book for $800? And it was this book here. And I knew who it was. Many people have started now publishing books, but they publish them commercially. There is a great resurgence. And in their own, they've learned to be proud of their culture and to use it. There was a fight about uniforms in public schools where the indigenous could not wear their traje, their traditional garb. They changed that. You can wear your corte, your huipil, your faja. You know, they have given this dignity, but it is slow in coming, and it is a brutal, brutal fight for them to elevate. And it's like they keep segregated. They keep themselves segregated. There are very rich Indians and very poor ones. And they just, that's the way they are. But there is a difference. And they do not, they're not inclusive. There is a textile museum in Guatemala City. They will show textiles. You will never see an indigenous in part of the board, part of the group, nothing. It will be all very oligarchy women doing this. No, there is a separation, and they maintain it themselves. They maintain it. And I think that is part of their preservation. But yes, they're starting. Uh-huh.
Christopher?
Yes?
Thank you for wonderful, wonderful presentation. Thank you, Sergio. Thank you, Felipe. Okay. It has been very enlightening. Speaking for myself, anyway, I have learned a lot today, and I hope the audience has, too.
I'm not used to this, so if I kind of stumble around, I'm not used to being in front of people like this.
I invite everybody to stick around for a little while. We've got some refreshments here. Come up to the table if you'd like to browse all these items here. And thank you very much for coming this afternoon.